Welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for late squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. Whew. Coming up on tonight's show, we're diving back into the depths of the fess hole with another couple of quandaries for the panel. We see Ash don the regalia of law and order once more with a couple of contentious calls from the weekend in VAR courtroom. Some shocking decisions, as always. We then take a look at four new spicy options for your FPL teams in Thermometer. And, of course, we break down our dreadful Game Week 6 FPL scores. And we offer a little look ahead at Game Week 7. But you know it's juice, so it's going to be 60 seconds flat. Much like what was gone in 60 seconds? John Travolta?
No, it was John Travolta.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie. Wasn't John Travolta in it? Nah, oh, no, that was in
that
Swordfish.
Was Face Off.
Swordfish, I was thinking of.
Swordfish, I know why you like that.
Oh, Halle Berry.
Yeah, boy.
She has the scene. The book.
The scene. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh. But enough about that. Don't want to get too excited.
Nope.
And we round off the show with the Legends League, sponsored by Signed Football Shirts, with the Man of the Match and the...
Man of the Match.
Final.
Manager of the Month, you mean?
Manager of the Month. But for the final, September, we reach the end of the month, so we can reveal who has won.
Oh, yeah.
But before all of that, myself and Ash are joined by a very special guest tonight. He's been on a few times via remote, but tonight we are pleased to see him make his debut in studio. Si prega di dare il benvenuto alla leggenda Gianni Baticci.
Oh, lads, it's so nice to be here. I can't believe this is my first time in person. There is no substitute for being here, is there?
No.
Like, you have to be in person.
It's not the same.
The ultimate experience.
It's not the same.
We don't do remotes
anymore. I have to commend you on your Welsh. That was incredible. Very
good. He's got the Italian tan, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm halfway there.
Nah, good to have you on, mate.
Mate, it's so nice to be
Pleasure.
Here. So good to see so many in the chat and some of my ultras as well. Shout out CH and Cam and Paul.
I love how you call them ultras.
Yeah, I've got an ult. We've got an ultras WhatsApp group.
Do they dress up in black and wear face masks? And...
They're hardcore. Let's just
they're
say
hardcore.
That.
They got flares in their living rooms, just like
smoking
out the family.
I think the picture of the WhatsApp group is like proper ultras as well. Yeah, I like that. So yeah, lovely to be here, gents. I'm buzzing to spend some time with you two of my faves.
Glad you found some time for us, because obviously we wanted to get you in for a long time, but you're so busy.
Mate, if
you do all these shows and podcasts, and you're earning all this money.
I think really out of order. The fact you prioritise Sky Sports over us,
disgraceful.
It's
disgraceful.
Saturday morning, though. If I lived in London, I genuinely would be here monthly if you would have me that often. I love the idea of this show so much, but I live. It took me 2.5 hours to get here.
You love the idea of it. You don't actually like
we appreciate
the practicality.
Love the idea of me being here.
Oh, right.
I'm always watching when I'm
the thought of being here is lovely. But when I'm sat with you two dickheads,
it's a totally different.
Actually, it's.
I'm always jealous when I see my mates on here. Like, I watch Az or Yelena or Plonker, Ed, and I'm always like, especially when Ed's here because he's drinking, and I'm like, I would love to be in that seat next to him having an Aperol Spritz. So,
I tell you what we are putting in the works. Is maybe a little match of the day challenge. So maybe if we can time it right, then that might be a good one to enjoy.
We're going to have a studio full.
Make a night of
Jimmy,
it.
How many can we get in for a match of the day challenge?
How many do you want?
Well, we've invited about four now, so six?
Yeah, no problem.
Sweet.
Can we go seven with Ed?
Yeah, always room for Ed. Here he is. Oh, no.
No, that's not it.
Ash, do you want to give a little shout out to the chat?
Yes, I will just say thanks to everyone for joining the stream tonight. Do give it a like and subscribe if you haven't already. Shout out to the Gianni Ultras. Did you know, Gianni, that 35%, is it 35 or 95? 71% of our watchers are not subscribed. Can you believe that? That's crazy.
I always look at the numbers and go like, if it's, I feel guilty that I'm always banging the drum on my channel because I get people calling me out. He's always selling. He's always saying subscribe. I'm like, if you don't ask, you genuinely don't get.
Correct. Mm.
And we know over 50% of pretty much every YouTube channel has a good portion, like 50% plus of non-subscribers viewing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Guys, it doesn't cost you anything. Give us a little subscribe and press that button. Become a member of the channel for only 99 pence and you get access to all our cool members-only videos where we tackle all the important subjects of life, like polyamorous relationships and free speech. Yeah, we do it all here. It's not just FPL, guys.
But it is. It's all, yeah, it's barely FPL. But it is, we must say, with these members' content videos, disclaimer, it's all fact, all feelings, no facts.
What?
Right.
Oh.
Well, a lot of the stuff we're saying, we're not coming at it from a position of knowledge. It's just how we feel about subjects.
I was definitely coming from a position of no knowledge. I thought you were. I was relying heavily on
Well, if you were relying on me for knowledge about polyamory, you got
what are the What are the best topics I watched last week?
Polyamorous relationships. Fun. We did the free speech one.
The free speech one was a really good
interesting.
Conversation.
I saw bits
that.
Of
was
that.
Quite serious.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Polyamory one was more fun.
Yeah. Didn't we... I think there's only been the two, right?
We've only done three. I can't remember.
I can't remember.
But then you've got dozens of other topics in your shows that you've probably brought up. That
oh yeah,
oh yeah. All just one right. question. There's all sorts of. And Fesshole, we're going to have loads of mad debates about that.
Guys in the chat, please do share the show link. I've pinned it to the top of the chat. If you'd be so kind, do give us a follow on all the socials, X, Instagram, TikTok. It's at FPO_juice. And if you are listening to us on Spotify, shout out you, singular listener. Give us a 5-star review. Let's go into the chat and say Wagwan. We've got Discomfort in the house. How's it going, mate? Cameron Starr, class guest you got on today, he says. Paul Van Rijn, CH is here. FPL Pubcast, Gary, who got an FCA nomination.
Oh,
shout out to
that.
Gary. Splinter's here. Wagwan, people, he says. Wagwan. Good evening, all. Virus Man's back. Ryan Potter's here. Reshma's here. Great to see Gianni, she says. Jimmy's gifted 5 memberships.
Perfect.
Jimmy. 3 wing stops, 5 memberships. He's feeling generous tonight. Shout out Jimmy. George Gavin's here. By the way, George Gavin, is that... Did you message me today on Instagram? Was that you, George Gavin, former winner of the FPL Juice Legends League? I've invited him onto the show next week.
All right, cool.
Let's go. He's blacked his way on. FPL Nightmares here. Wade Wilson's here. Thank you all so much. As I say, like the stream and subscribe to the channel if you haven't
already. You need to get Nightmare in here soon.
We've tried. Lives so far.
So do I. It's taken me 3 years.
But he's Newcastle. He's Newcastle.
No, he's
we'll schedule
he's
him for 2030.
Oh, is he Lake District?
I think he's Lake District. Even further, yeah, to be fair.
No, we have been, me and Nightmare, we have been in discussions for a long time. And he knows.
Tony B, fucking all this nonsense SFX, get on with it.
Oh my God.
It must
God.
Be his first time.
Tony, are you hoping
guys,
for FPL of us?
Let Tony know what's going on, please. He's just catch him up.
Yeah, no, he said, next time I'm down in London, gonna make it happen. So yeah, all that'd right. be amazing. Right, that one is for you, Tony. Right, let's move on to a little bit of Fesshole.
We're breaking Tony's virginity here. First time, boys, he says.
That's what she said.
Right, as we move on to Fesshole. So each week we have a couple of moral dilemmas, which we delve into, and we'll have a little discussion about what would you do? What would you do, Jenny?
I quite like that. I don't know what's coming here.
Yeah, I actually don't like that. He sent it to me and I still don't know what's coming.
Tony B, lol, bring it. That's the spirit.
Yes, Tony.
Here we go.
We like it.
Right,
you.
Now you're fully on board. Ash, can we see the first?
Fesshole number one.
Please. All right. I pretend to my partner that I don't know they're dyeing their hair to hide the grey amongst the brown. In actual fact, it looks like they put their head in a bucket of creosote every month. They're fooling no one. First of all, my eyes hurt to look at the wrong there and there. Ash, you wouldn't have picked up on that in a million years.
Yeah,
don't worry. But
no idea.
the grammar is the spelling and the grammar is killing me. But my question to you guys, go on, Ash. Creosote, it's like
creosote.
Fence stain, you know, it's like...
Fence stainer? What, like
kind
Ronsil?
Like coat stuff.
Like Ronsil.
Yeah, that's
right, cool.
Right.
Shout out Ronsil.
So, my question to you can see I've got a bit of grey going on.
Always hits the beard first, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You need a bit of Ronsil on that, I can't lie.
Listen, you look... I'm 44, look
44?
Your age.
44? Bloody look 64, man.
And I look your age. Mm. How old are you?
28, 9-ish and a half.
You're like 35 and you look 44. So
Johnny, how old do I look, for real?
Late 30.
No, 30.
Late 30.
You're
kind.
I was going to say late 20s.
He's in his 30s.
What about now?
He's bald. He's got glasses.
Plus 10.
Plus 10. Bruh. I used to like it.
To be fair, there's no grays in the beard.
You look like the old manager of...
They're coming.
What was I've got a lot of grays in the beard. That's why I'm keeping it shorter than I used to.
Mm. Mm. I just think, I'm just let it grow.
Hashtag Manscaped, 20% off with code GIA.
Shout out Manscaped. That's the point. It's very good.
Yeah, my balls are.
If you if you see Ash's balls, you think he's 64.
You can eat, you can eat dinner off those.
Oh, you need the lawnmower, mate. I'll
he don't need it. He's so old, they've gone bald. That's why he doesn't.
You're right, bruh.
Listen.
My things are nice.
When you take your hat off, you look like Teddy Long. The old SmackDown manager. Teddy Long? Do you remember in WWE?
No.
Hold up, player.
Nah.
You'll be going one-on-one with The Undertaker.
I think I look more like The Rock.
The Rock? Like a pebble.
He's lost so much weight. Have you seen recent pictures of The Rock?
Yeah. He has lost a bit.
I mean, probably good for him, right? Mm. He can't have a heart attack. You see all the wrestlers that are still pumped at like 60 and they all don't 5% last
much body fat. Mm.
Well, like Rock, look, I thought he looked good. If you forget what he used to look like.
True.
He looks like just a super, like, in shape, sexy guy.
It's hard to see him as something else because he's always been this big strong brute of a guy.
He hasn't aged
in every single thing that he's done.
He hasn't aged,
yeah, he's
he?
Made that deal with the devil, isn't he?
Done,
isn't
he?
Yeah, he shook hands with the devil, didn't he?
On the island.
Oh yeah.
Right, listen up, we're getting off topic.
Oh yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
stop fanboying over the rock. So H could be Mbumo's dad. Yeah,
100%. What a shot.
Mbumo's dad. I'm probably only 8 years older.
Nuno's son.
Nuno.
Espirito Nuno's Santo. Brother. Nuno's Bruh, brother.
Are you mad? I look gorgeous. Let's be honest.
What?
Nathan Redmond's brother.
I'll take Redmond.
Right. Listen.
Anyway, what are we saying?
We're saying. Creosote. So my question is one: if your partner's maybe doing something,
yeah.
There's two edges to this. If your partner's maybe doing something that you're not on board with, are you going to say anything or are you just going to let them carry on? Secondly, do you do anything? Like, do you think it's good to age gracefully? Would you have anything done? Would you do little things to like try and help you look younger?
This is my dad.
Do you want to take this one?
I've said to my dad, in the last year, Dad, you need to stop using the shampoo?
Just for Men.
Just for Men.
That style, yeah.
He's been using Just for Men for about a decade, right?
Right. Is it not working?
And he's still got half a head of hair. Like, he looks good for his age. He's in his
60s. Yeah.
And I said, Dad, like, you've just got to age gracefully. The greys are good. Like, he looks, my dad's got, like, Andy Garcia sort of vibes.
Yeah.
Like, go grey. But he doesn't want to accept that. So he looks like he's been dipping his head in Ronsil.
Yeah.
It's when it grows out as a band, isn't it?
Like using, Mr. Fantastic from Fantastic Four.
He was going too light. So he's dark, right? He's Italian. He's dark. Instead of using dark brown, he was using mid-brown. Mm. It looked like he had blonde highlights at 60. I'm like, Sick. Dad.
What a guy.
Now he's gone grey, he looks so much better for it. And I'm going grey in the beard.
But
I'm
the
going grey on
is
the
how
sides.
He feels,
I like
though.
It.
How does he feel, though? When he
feels
it.
Older.
What, when he dies it? When he does the run set?
No, when he was single, so he wanted to dye it because he was going out. He was the dancing on a Thursday night,
The hip swaying.
Yeah,
and that.
Yeah, all of that stuff. So for picking up women.
Mm. He said that like Steve-O, didn't he?
Yeah.
Women.
Oh, I love Steve-O.
Yeah, he's great.
It's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Shout out, Steve-O. But he will listen to this.
He's on now.
Oh, is he here? Yeah, there. Deathcore Dashcam. There
Shout
he is.
Out Steve-O.
Is that Steve-O?
Yes.
Deathcore Dashcam?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got multiple accounts.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
He has to keep, he keeps getting banned.
I think
so he has to keep.
I blocked that one. I think age gracefully. And I think, I mean, I don't know. Women in the chat, let us know. But I would say that a few greys actually on a mature bloke looks quite, you know, it's got the George Clooney vibe.
I think girls quite dig it.
Yeah, I'd happily go.
You went unhappily go black.
I really, like, put my foot in it there, guys.
All right, that's a bit change
just
for you.
Ash
but
taking
I'm not,
his hat off.
I'm not judging
just
you,
really
bro.
It's all
good, man.
I would happily go grey. If I don't want to go bald. Obviously, like, I gradually will.
Why not? What's wrong with bald?
You've got a strong hairline.
Yeah,
it's a lot less strong than it was five years ago.
The back's like some holes in the fence.
There's You know, like I shaved it off last year.
Yeah.
Like I went and I kind of, now it's just gradually come back. So I don't mind shaving it off. But
You don't have to go.
I understand why people go to Turkey. Like I wouldn't.
Of course you do, because you've been.
Of course, yeah.
Of course you understand.
Listen.
You're the turkey connoisseur, mate.
I wouldn't do it now, but I understand. So, you know when people go in like their 20s, early 30s? I get it.
Like, my best mate lost all his hair at early 20s, and I remember it really bothered him. Like, if turkey had been accessible then as it was, now as it was then, like, he'd have gone. And I just backed it. Like, I think it can really shoot your confidence as, like, a young... And again, he was single and he felt like it was tricky. He was embarrassed.
I think it's probably just because that is what the social landscape wants you to look like. They want you to look like, you know, fresh head of hair, slicking it all back and looking really attractive. But it was one of the best things that I ever done was shave my hair off, because I was so, like, conscious about it. I didn't know how to style it. I didn't know what to put in it. Nothing would ever, like, work and I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. Remember that time we did the... We did the end of season fest thing, and my hair was just, I was watching the show back, and I was like, my hair is just an absolute
mess.
Always
had shit hair, fluff. Ever since I knew.
I've always had shit hair.
Yeah, so you're better off.
Factual. It's facts. But as soon as I did it, I was like, it was like a weight just got lifted off my shoulders. And I was like, I actually look all right. And the first time I showed you guys was, I think we went to, was it Bounce?
Yeah.
We did a juice thing.
Yeah.
And I rocked up, and you was the first thing you was like, mate, that actually suits you, you know?
Yeah. And the beard combo.
And listen, to be fair, you know I'd love to say. But that was 100% the right move.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd done it sooner. So I think for anyone that is thinking about doing it and you're in the same sort of situation, just, like, I literally just got a beer. I was like, today's the day. I get a beer, open a
Because you
beer,
know there's no going back after this. It.
Yeah. Like, let's do it.
Good, cool in that.
And the good thing about hair, if you've got enough of it, is it'll grow back. So if you don't like it, just grow it back out.
The thing is, like, grey hair, like, you know my idol, one of my biggest role models, Phillip Schofield.
Andrew Tate.
Phillip Schofield, yeah.
What?
He's one of your idols.
Yeah, absolutely. <legend. laughs>
No.
What?
Should we go for Brizio Ravinelli?
The Silver Fox.
But yeah, if it was
Was that his nickname? No, not the Silver Fox. What
Fabrizio Ravinelli?
Yeah, the White Feather.
I don't know.
That was it. The White Feather. That was his nickname.
A bit racist.
How's that racist? The White Feather.
Well, you just called him white. It's racist. You can't say that
anymore. His hair was white. All right. You lunatic. anyway, guys.
So back to the grey hair.
What? Like, have you?
I'd grow old gracefully.
I don't think I'll ever die. I could be much greyer than I am now, and I think I'd be happy with it, genuinely.
Yeah. Cool. I think it's easy for guys. Right. What are you saying? Yeah, Mo. Like, Trophy Mo. This guy. He, like, if anyone suits bald, it's him.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look like Mo, to be honest.
Yeah, most aren't we all?
I'm just trying to be like Mo.
What I would say about beard grey hair, though, you and I both got it.
Mm.
I feel like, let's say it's a giveaway for your age, right? Let's say I'm trying to look younger and be cool and whatever. If I've got a grey beard, which I have if I grow it your length, then I'd say people would go straight away, he's 38.
Yeah, like, they're
now my
that?
Age. Well, right. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But for some people's careers, they might want to try and look a bit younger.
Oh, so is that what you're doing, yeah?
Not enough.
Exclusive.
Oh, okay.
I've been told by Sky they won't have me past 40.
Oh, there it is.
No, the guys
are fine.
The
truth comes out.
It's the women that get binned off as soon as they...
Myself and my Manscaped beard trimmer is to look young, to look younger. I keep it short.
Jim White.
And that's genuinely the truth. Like,
Jim White's fully great.
Just my name in capital letters, 20% off. Might be 15, but there's October promo coming.
Marcelo's got grey and ginger beard hair. It's a little combo there.
Chicken.
Oh, I thought you were about to buy a lawnmower.
Okay, so the next part of the question then, just briefly.
Mm.
If your partner was doing something, let's say...
Cosmetic.
Johnny, obviously, I know you're married. Ash, I know you're basically married.
Yeah, pretty much.
If they were doing something maybe lockdown. That was...
Lockdown.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Aesthetically not what you think is a good look.
Mm.
Let's say they would... You know when girls like... get lip fillers.
Yeah.
Or draw their eyebrows on like
tattooed eyebrows,
isn't
it?
Is it called microblading?
Microblading.
Microblading. I was close.
All the stuff, mate. No, that's microblading is like...
Oh, he'll know everything to do with this sort of thing. He loves it.
I'm so in the know when it comes to stuff. Are you having that conversation or are you just kind of like...
I've had it.
Leave it. Oh, okay.
I've had the conversation.
All right.
Francesca will do the microblading.
Blading.
Which is fair enough because it's the shape and texture
tell
and
me what
look
that
she wants. It's basically like tattooed the eyebrows. All right, tattooed, but it's not tattooed. It kind of
semi-permanent.
Yeah, semi-permanent.
Yeah, like henna. Is it henna?
I don't know. I don't think it's henna.
I didn't. Yeah, no, I did.
Did you order wings again?
Who ordered wings?
I ordered boneless barbecue 12.
You might have not.
What?
Are you joking?
It's not me, because sure I know as I did it.
Let me see.
I know, yeah.
What flavor did you order?
Mango and Korean, same as always.
No, what? Is that one flavored barbecue?
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go barbecue.
Guys, just barbecue. For the chat, you are in for a treat tonight. Ash has mistakenly ordered
12, though.
Wings.
There's not 12 in there.
Ash has mistakenly ordered wings instead of boneless.
Dry garlic
parmesan?
Yes. Oh, I'm fuming if this has come through wrong.
Ash, we'll try and... Viewers, avert your eyes when Ash eats.
There's a
lemon and herb.
Let's open the other box first.
Anyway.
Mango, have an
apple. Oh, fuming. Oh, no. How did I get this so wrong? I ordered the same thing every time.
Right, so go on, Ash. So you had this awkward conversation.
Not awkward, but she's talked about wanting to do the lip filler situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, your lips are banging. Like, why would you want to put...
You won't be needing
this. I won't need the fork. I was like, why would you want to put stuff that's, like, in you?
Yeah.
Like, some foreign...
why'd you want a foreigner in you?
Yeah, why'd you want some sort of foreigner in you? Some foreign object
some
in
Turkish.
You?
Some Turkish.
And you don't need it. But yeah. She obviously thinks she does. I say you're beautiful, like, as you are. You don't need it. It's a waste of money.
But if it makes her feel better about herself?
But, okay, it might do. But it might be that it'll make her feel better this time. And then, you know, after a few months, it's like, oh, I need to do it again because it's not, you know, the way I look. And then it becomes a pattern. And that's when things go wrong, right? When you get into this habit of, I need to try and add more.
I've got a friend that...
Do you want the good news?
Oh,
it was you got it wrong.
Well, there's a funnier element to it.
Go on.
You made the mistake.
What?
Oh.
So what's your one then?
I made the mistake because I just clicked whatever you'd last ordered.
Oh! It's doubled up.
You've both done it.
I fucked you over as well. Excellent.
Right. So, I had this friend.
And oh yeah, friend.
She, friend of Kate as well. So can't be, you know, I'm not going to say too much, but.
Don't say too much.
But she went down that route.
Yeah.
And like you say, it became more and more. When she thought she'd done enough, what you would look and say, like, okay, that looks still a little bit natural, fine. Maybe you'll feel better about your lips now. But it was never enough. Mm. So over time, it's more and more and more. And the thing is, I said, you know, like, I do agree, right? Girls will say, we do it for ourselves, right? But, and that's cool. If you genuinely do, cool. But I would think that a lot of it is to look more attractive to the opposite sex, because that's why we all do it, right? I don't do it for myself. If like women in general and Kate found morbidly obese people attractive, I wouldn't bother eating healthily, because I'd be like, cool, it's not about me. Obviously for health reasons, slightly different, right? But I'm saying, like, you do it because you want to be attractive to someone else or a person, I think. I don't ever feel like, oh, I need to do it for myself. I just want to look good for the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So I've never heard...
always the case.
But I've... maybe not always, but I've never ever heard a guy say, do you know what look I love? You know when they get the lips that are like really like no guy's ever found that attractive.
Mm. No, but what, maybe like some girls think that they just don't have plump enough lips, or maybe they don't have like any like shake their lips at all, and they just want it to look a bit more fuller, which most straight men would find more attractive. It's full of lips.
But do they? Because I don't know many guys. Like,
they're
I don't
nice
know any
to
guys
kiss big lips.
Yeah.
Big lips, fine.
Mm.
Or like plump lips, fine.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, people go too far.
Yeah. This was my worry. This is what I was saying. This is why I don't want to go down that road. Number one, she doesn't need to. Number two, if you do, where do we draw the line? Because we've seen so many stories, not only of, you know, people getting to the point where it doesn't even look good anymore, but they're still in disbelief or delusion that it does look good when it really doesn't.
Body dysmorphia, yeah.
Yeah. But also, like, the medical effects. Like,
We don't know yet. It's still relatively new in terms of in 20 years' time. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that poisons the blood or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like a lot of this surgery, especially in the face, hasn't been around perhaps long enough for us to fully know the impact medically.
Yeah. But I do think, like, on the flip side, blokes do it. We just touched on it.
Yeah.
Blokes do it with the hair transplants, beard transplants.
The turkey
I've seen
teeth.
People get now.
Pecs. And what? Six packs.
Huh?
Blokes are getting like fake six packs and fake pecs.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
James got his from Lidl. It did not work out well. Did you? Like, but yeah, like turkey teeth, like prime example.
Turkey teeth.
You don't hear any guys or girls going like, do you know what look I like? That like real gum shield, rubbing. Do you know what I mean? Just looks like one piece. Like, but people are still doing
I've been
it.
Told to get my teeth done.
By who?
I've updated a selfie before. I've done a selfie or done something on Instagram or Twitter, probably Twitter. No, it would have been Insta. I don't do selfies. Anyway, I got a comment saying, as if you smile with your mouth open, your teeth are rank. And I was like, I can see why
is this the
people
trolls?
In the public eye feel like they need to go get white teeth or sort it out. Like, I'm not in the public eye. And even I was like, questioned it then. I was like, oh, are my teeth weird then? Are they dirty? Are they too yellow? Do I need... And I thought I had normal teeth.
Yeah.
You know.
You have.
I think you've got nice teeth. If I was going to do one thing, it would be my teeth.
Would it?
100%. Because they're all like over the place. I've got ones missing. It's not good.
Like a derelict graveyard.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. That would be the one thing that I would do.
But that would be the only thing that I would do.
I've got a lot of friends that have had their teeth done and they look great. But it's people who are...
You just don't take it to the next level. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I think if anything like that, you pay for like... The best. If you can only just afford the, don't do it.
There's a difference between getting veneers, which is shaving your teeth and every tooth capped, and just getting a brace to straighten them and some whitening bleach. Like that's a big difference.
Yeah, Invisalign and things like that.
Yeah,
Invisalign. That makes sense. All right. Cool. Let's have the next one, Ash.
Good subject. I like that one.
Oh, better. Just the first two words.
Was this your
happily married. Happily married, and the wife is very understanding when I want to go out with the lads, but becomes a very useful dragon when I get asked to go out to events I don't want to go to. Now, Ash, you've pulled out of two juice events, blaming your missus for different things.
What?
Now, it comes out. Is this you?
Name the events.
Juice five-a-side.
Yeah, that was legit.
And then the last one. What was the other one you pulled out of?
Which one?
Oh, you've missed so many, I can't remember.
Mate, you're the originator of missing events.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Listen, I missed one event.
Yeah.
One five-a-side.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And you almost missed the other one.
I didn't.
Where I had to come pick you up, where you was absolutely like hanging out your ass.
When was that?
And you felt bad.
That could have been any week. That could be anywhere. No, listen. My thing was, I saw a thing the other day and someone said, I'm getting to the age now where as soon as I get somewhere, I'm ready to go home. Yeah. And that is me. Like,
facts.
At this age now, I'm like, I just don't have any energy of like big social. I love seeing my friends and I love going out for dinner. I love going to like a drink at the pub. But when it's like a big thing, I'm just getting too old for it, man.
Like what? Give me some examples of some big things.
Like work dudes.
Penis
perfect
aside,
example.
Obviously.
No, like a work dude. So... A lot of the young, we'll have like amazing work dues, right? And it'll be like full of like 5-course meal paid for, free drinks all night, club, this. I just thought I'd rather just be at home watching Yellowstone. Like,
it's an age thing.
Yeah, I'm honestly reached age and I never thought I'd get there, but I'm just so like over it now.
When did you start feeling this way recently?
I've always been a bit more of a homebody. I'm not like a raver.
I was going to say, because I'm there now and I'm 36.
Yeah, like...
I hate going out.
But I just...
It's such an effort.
20s.
Huh?
You look late 20s.
Nah, I look late 20s.
I believe that.
Did you believe it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go on.
And I do... do you know what my main thing is? I hate the general public. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I'm in a...
Quite a vast group.
You know when... I absolutely hate the general public. Like, when you're in... You know, like, you're in a pub and you just see, like... A group of lads that are out, like, just being overtly, like...
Having fun.
Having fun, enjoying themselves, talking. These sort of things really irritate. No, but, like, you know, just not being, like, respectful of the environment. Mm. I feel like, especially, like, I always put myself in a situation, right? If I was out with just Kate, if it was just the two of us there, I don't want to hear like a group of guys that are like on the, or if I'm out with like the kids, say we went for like as a family out.
Yeah.
Not like on a Saturday night in a club, like you get what you get, right? But if you just go to like a pub on like a Sunday afternoon, like for like a Sunday, right? And just like two adults, two kids. And there's a group of lads next to me. I would always be conscious of a family next to me. I'm not like dropping a C-bomb every 5 seconds. Like,
yeah, respectful, isn't it?
Yeah, but so many people aren't like that. So I just think, oh, do you know what? It's easier just to have your friends around to your house and have a great like chilled time.
Do you like entertaining because of that? Because I
I love entertaining anyway.
Yeah, I'm the same. And I think that stops me doing a lot of the social stuff out because I'd much rather just invite people around mine.
Mm. And like the amount of times you pay for food and you think, like, I'm not a good cook. Kate's a great cook. So I feel like, why am I paying for that food?
When you can get something when just as good, if not cook, better at home.
Yeah, like especially like Sunday roast is the worst. Like you never get a good Sunday roast out. Very rarely.
You obviously haven't been to a Toby Carvery.
How many times have you been invited to Nick's house?
Recently, none. Yeah. I used to get invited all the time. Oh, okay. I don't know what happened.
How far away are you?
I think he found out that I stole that item.
That, still that, looking for
that,
my pants.
That antique was worth quite a bit.
How close do you live together? To each other.
Miles. Close, yeah. Miles.
No, it's pretty close.
4 miles.
It's pretty close. he just don't like me anymore. No, he don't like I me don't. Around the house.
Listen.
I'm a bad influence on his kids, apparently.
Listen.
Because I talk like this.
Ash has done some things.
What?
And he knows what he's done.
What have I done?
He knows what he's done.
Done that one thing. Okay, twice.
That one thing. Twice. And listen, if it wasn't picked up by local Facebook groups, report, then maybe and we then could,
could come
neighborhood watch.
You know why you're not allowed within 300 meters of the house.
No, we do need to have this out because Francesca still doesn't understand how she's not met Kate yet.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we'll make it happen.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
We'll do something.
She's starting. Francesca's
Kate,
starting
to be fair, Kate was saying, why don't you do like a barbecue and like have like juice lot round? I was like, oh, yeah. It's a lot.
You're like, oh.
Don't want to see
it. My social battery can't take it. Paul's a legend.
He's in Cape Town, Paul. Shout out Cape Town.
Paul, stand by, Paul, because if you're a legend, that means you'll qualify for the Juice Legends League, which is the best prize league, mini league, in
Shot,
the world.
Paul. Just
not boot. Sponsored by Manscaped.
Laka, what?
But stick around, because we'll give you some details on that.
Mm.
Okay. Cool.
So, are you at that age, guys?
Yeah, I don't go out much. Like... That's why I'm here today. Like, yeah, you know, this is your out house.
This is your one.
Also, you have
one
to be,
out.
You have to
year.
Be careful of stalkers, don't you?
I do have to watch my back. Do you know what? My wife's become quite anxious about a stalker or two because she's genuinely like, I'll do videos from like, I know the garden. She'll be like, oh my God, was the back of the house in shot? What if people don't find out where you live?
Mm.
And obviously, I know like my number one stalker clearly is one of my channel members that watches those members only videos of me, you know, outside my house. So I have to be careful. But yeah, I mean. Yeah.
So you're used to it. You're used to the stalkerage.
Yeah, I think so. And I definitely can't use my wife as an excuse going back to what like this first whole post. Like,
do you ever blame...
Anyone that knows me and knows my wife knows that she's not going to object to me doing it, something like that, because she's just so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't use that. There's plenty of times that...
I'll try it, but they'll be like, mate, cat, as if.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Unless it's a wedding or a funeral.
Or an FPL juice event.
Even then, I ain't going out. I'm not trying to go out. It's long. It costs money.
When was the last time you boys went to a discotheque? A club?
A discotheque, yeah. Mate.
Oh, it'd be a stag do. The only time I go to...
Yeah, to be fair.
The only time I do that now. Yeah. But I don't want to be the old guy in a club.
Yeah.
I love a pub. Yeah,
you're the old guy
in every club. And come midnight, you don't want to be in a queue outside getting into a club. You want to be going home.
All I'm looking forward to is the kebab on the way home.
Yeah, that's the highlight.
That's
I'm
the best
looking
bit.
Forward to getting back into bed and getting my 8 hours sleep.
Oh, God.
My neighbour, right, is this weekend, it's her 40th. And I'm one of the youngest people that live in my village, right? It's a proper oldie village. And I live next door to the village hall. Oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. I live next door to the village hall. And she's having that proper raver, a cool couple. And she's having an Ibiza Classics night at the Village Hall, which is next to my house. And it finishes at midnight. It's a big deal. And she's had to post through every letterbox in the village being like, it's going to be loud music. So me and Cam are going. And
that'll
I'm
be
like,
fun.
Oh, yeah, go.
And I'm really pumped for this.
Yeah, like an Ibiza Chills.
Yeah.
Get a few.
I'll probably leave at 11.
Get a few pills in. Yeah, me a bit of
it's been
I'll
a while.
Go to anything in a...
Those
in
Ibiza
a
days
point five,
San Antonio. Shout
anything
out.
In a 0.5 mile radius, I'm down for.
Yeah, you can walk there.
0.5.
Oh, yeah.
Question. can I, you're both, you've got more experience as fathers of slightly older kids. Can I leave my three-year-old home alone if I go to the village hall next door to the house?
I'm pretty I'm pretty sure we'll have differing opinions on this.
Well, me,
baby monitor, I've tried, doesn't, which we haven't got out in 2 years, doesn't quite stretch. Yeah. No. But I could do a WhatsApp call to Cam and leave my phone in there. I could.
Ash, Jerry, and Kate McCann would all say yes. I would say absolutely not.
Even in a proper sleepy little, I mean, village. But
do they know how to use a mobile phone yet?
No.
No. All right. Yeah. Then leave him. Fine.
She doesn't wake after.
She's asleep.
Stay down.
Ash goes on holiday, so you can't
just keep popping back every hour.
Every half an hour.
It works. The Tapas 7 said it worked absolutely fine.
No, of course not. Of course not, God. I jest.
We're thinking about it.
Every 2 hours.
How old is she now? Three.
But she'll be down. She'll be asleep.
Can you not just take her with her? She's that age, could she just sleep through the music?
Yeah, yeah. It's the others.
I'll just take her.
Yeah. We don't want to miss out.
Babysitter?
I mean, babysitter to go next door feels...
Yeah, but then you can properly relax. Yeah. My thing is, if you leave her there, one of you always has to think, oh, right, I need to get, what's the type, check, okay. Whereas if you get a babysitter, you can go wild.
Off. What's Ed doing?
You really can have that pill. Maybe
Yeah, maybe, yeah, then you maybe can Ed double can drop. Yeah.
Would you trust Ed to babysit?
I don't think I'd trust Ed for anything.
Oh, better leave alone than with Ed, for sure. Yeah.
Shout out Ed. Malachi Fox G is a legendary human being.
Sorry, Yannon has got me there.
Make sure to subscribe to his channel. And a 5
thank
you very much.
Thank you, Malachi. That was for you, my man.
Sleepy Village are the dangerous ones. Yannon's got a point. Midsummer Murders is peak crime drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From 20 years ago. Still going strong.
It's sad. Sunday night, get the blues. Right.
All right. Is that it for Fesshole?
That's it for Fesshole. Mm. Let's go.
Oh, we haven't got to talk about FBL, have we?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, phew.
No, yet. The last 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes for FBL. We got lots of time. Let's go to a little bit of VAR courtroom, Ash, please.
All right.
Football.
Costume change ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
Order. God, it's good to be back. Wait. I need that on.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a little while. I mean, I did this with Mo when you were away on holiday again.
Oh, sorry. For having
on your
holiday.
Island with your friends once more.
Listen, just normal guys.
Yes, this is the VAR courtroom. I am Jar Jash. Order. We're going to review some of the weekend's controversial refereeing decisions. And we're going to decide whether they were the correct decision on the day. So, not guilty. Or the incorrect decision on the day, i.e. guilty. Now, I'm pretty sure we've got some emojis, some custom emojis for the members in the chat. James, maybe you can confirm this.
There are.
Maybe. That'd be a no. So yeah, we're going to get into it. Let's get straight into it. And I've got the jury then with me to help me decide on a final ruling. So, first of all, case number one. This was Newcastle versus Arsenal. Obviously a team close, very close to Nick's heart. Yes, on the day, Jared Gillett was the referee. The ball breaks. Jokeres gets a touch to it in the box. Pope comes out, engages. And the ref says foul, awards a penalty. And then the referee gets instructed to go and look at the monitor. Has about 75 million views of it again. Looking at every still frame, shot and angle. And then reverses his decision and doesn't award the penalty. So the final decision from the referee was no penalty. So was this the correct decision, Jarny, or the incorrect decision? Talk to me.
I mean, I didn't own Jokeres, so I'm happy it wasn't given, but it was such a clear pen. What was interesting here was the referee originally gives it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare when it's not a clear and obvious error that it doesn't go back the other way. And still, this one did. Mm. I didn't see this as a clear and obvious error. Like, maybe if he doesn't give it originally, I don't necessarily expect VAR to go look at the monitor and give a pen. But the fact it was given in the first place makes this really like bizarre for me.
Mm.
It was a pen. I mean, yes, Pope may get a touch, but if that happens anywhere on the pitch, it's a free kick. Therefore, it's a pen in my eyes.
Well, this is the thing. Like they're saying because his foot is planted and not necessarily moving forward, and he gets a touch on the ball. Like they're basically saying that that's essentially a tackle.
Yeah.
But like anywhere else on the field, he's given a free kick for that, and it's no questions asked. Yeah. Is the game now becoming too intricate in terms of they're just looking into all these tiny little details and just not seeing it for exactly what it is, which is a clear foul?
The fact that they had to go to the monitor, spend 3 minutes on it, and then go slow-mo frame by frame, that level of detail is far too intricate for what is a simple, is it a pen?
Yeah.
Like, and yes, it is. But you're looking at reasons to agree with what VAR just told you.
Yeah.
And again, VAR in the first place are looking at reasons to question it. So
yeah,
it,
VAR, a.k.a. the GPS, a.k.a. the Goal Prevention Service. All right, so you're saying it was the incorrect decision, so you're saying guilty. Nicholas, talk to me.
Listen.
Wagwan.
I'll tell you Wagwan. I was in Bath for the weekend.
That's about time you had a wash.
Yeah. Whee! Very good. Watched this in a pub.
Mm.
Romantic weekend, was it?
Listen, she wants to watch it more than me.
Okay.
But we did watch this game live, the whole thing. And I just don't know where to go with this anymore. Everyone, that, like, what I will say is Arsenal fans get a rep of like complaining, thinking there's conspiracy theories. But when you see stuff like this, it's insane.
Mm.
Clear and obvious error, as you said, Jenny. Mm-hmm. That is not a clear and obvious error at all.
Mm-hmm.
One, the only touch he gets is because Gyökeres knocks it into him as he's already gone past him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you got a touch, but not deliberately.
Yeah, you didn't try. You didn't.
You missed.
You didn't
the ball,
make that touch happen.
And Gyökeres,
he made the touch happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's beat you, and you've clattered him. So I don't understand. People are saying he was already diving before. No, he wasn't. He wasn't already diving. How's he meant to get past him from that angle that you're seeing there? He's already touched the ball. Just ridiculous. But as long as we have it. Gianni, I know you're going to have to distance yourself from the Premier League, official Premier League and what have you. But I'm telling you, until 99% of the referees don't come from the Northwest, we're always going to have this issue.
This guy's Australian.
Who?
The ref on the day.
Well, he doesn't even know.
He's Australian.
It's Postecoglou, mate. That's who's doing it. No wonder it all makes sense.
He fixes Aussie rules, doesn't he? Silly tart. What's the matter with him? All right, so you're saying incorrect decision, therefore guilty as well.
Terrible.
What's the chat saying? Decision. Oh, we do have the custom emojis. Colm says guilty. people mentioned about Josh King. Have Gyökeres in my FPL team.
Josh King FFS. Got booked twice, didn't he? Last
yeah,
two
mental.
Games.
Shout out George Gavin, by the way. $9.99. Can't work out how to gift memberships, so does this count? That'll do, mate. Thank you very much. Listen, I tweeted about this. It's very, very obvious. This is a clearer foul. A clearer foul as you're going to see. Ridiculous. The fact that the ref had to go over to the screen, look at it so many times, indicates to me that it was not a clear and obvious error. So he should have stuck with the on-field decision. Ugh, honestly, VAR is ruining the game for me,
did
man.
Did you see some of the replays they show? You know where they're running it back on TV?
Yeah.
Zoomed out
and
just four times faster than normal speed. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's like they can't even control
they don't know what
the
doing.
Mouse.
Honestly, they don't know what they're doing. And Even the flick from Pope, it's still not conclusive. Like, I don't think it's that obvious that he gets a touch. I was watching it in the pub going, he's not even touched it.
That's another team that
is really weird.
That ain't being even
it's
looked
so,
at.
It's so, so weird.
Pope's
so,
come out.
Jared Gillett and the GPS team have had an absolute mare. Once again, I will be brought into the PGMOL. Once more, guilty, sending down, absolute travesty. Right, next case.
Oh.
I did want to see the Gabriel one, Nick. I can't lie, but we'll go with this
as
one.
As in the penalty?
Yeah. But we'll go with this one.
Okay.
Only because I feel like this one... So this was from Palace against Liverpool.
Yeah.
It was 1-1 at the time. Ball comes in.
This is a joke.
And they're basically... We're looking at Salah raising his hand like some sort of salute.
It's Maradona, mate. That is.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. and Chris Richards stoops down, heads the ball. It goes to Chiesa. Chiesa scores... Oh, is this the bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chiesa scores.
This is the equaliser.
Oh, okay,
like the 80th minute.
Chiesa scores the equaliser. So it doesn't really affect, obviously, the result at the time. Because obviously Liverpool lost the game in the end. But we're asking if this was a handball or not. So, Nick? the decision on the day was no handball. Yeah. So was that a correct decision or incorrect decision?
Let me ask you a question. Does that look like a natural position?
For a Nazi. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well,
say the N word. Oh, which one?
You know which one.
Oh, so I can say the other N word.
Yes,
sick.
You get a pass.
Right, I'm not agreed.
If it did touch his hand, Mo Salah, who I owned, should have got the assist. Because Morgan Rodgers...
Same.
Because the same weekend, I also owned Ollie Watkins, who put in a brilliant cross to Buendia. Buendia scores.
Mm.
Touches Rodgers' hand en route.
Yeah.
Rodgers gets the assist.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
So I didn't get the Ollie Watkins assist or the Mo Salah assist, but they're the same bloody thing.
Wait, so the Rodgers one, how did he get an assist?
Because it touched his hand.
Huh?
Yeah. He's so the last wrong. Contact, yeah. Therefore, and it happened to be his hand, they gave Rodgers the assist.
Oh, it looked like a Watkins assist all the long day.
Yeah, and Mo Salah didn't get the assist when it clearly, I mean, maybe VAR here saying it actually didn't touch his hand. But
no, you can watch it. It deviates off his hand.
Yeah, but okay. So you're saying it was handball. How much of the ball has to touch his hand? So if it's
any part of it.
Yeah, but if it's like a millimetre.
It's handball.
Is that handball?
Where his hand is there.
Yeah, but if it's not deliberate. Because I don't think that's deliberate. He's being fouled.
Why is his hand up there?
Because he's saying, ref, I'm being fouled. Deliberate. He's saying, ref, I'm being fouled
here. When a defender's like this, and the ball hits his hand, and they give it.
Yeah.
It's not deliberate that he's tried to punch the ball away. Yeah. His hand's in an unnatural
there's
position.
There's not conclusive proof here that that's a handball.
Why is your hand up here?
It looks close to the hand. Why is it up there? Because he's doing a Shearer celebration. That's why.
Well, scored a goal, then celebrate. Yeah,
Before
Chiesa scores.
Before doing that,
that is 100%.
Good hang time, to be fair. I mean, is that Mark Gay and maybe Lacroix? Like, how's he out jumping those two by a country mile?
Yeah, for real.
So they're probably watching him like, well, he's going to punch this, so I'll just leave it.
So you're saying it was the incorrect call and therefore the referee's guilty. This should have been handball.
Goal disallowed.
Should have been run back. And they looked at it as well.
I feel like they didn't look at it for long.
I think they looked at him and was like,
yeah,
small. Like, just let it go.
Small. Or has he gone in?
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't do if buts and maybes. I do absolute.
All right, Johnny, where are you at with this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a farce. I very rarely would tweet FPL and tag them with something like this. But as a Salah owner and a Watkins owner, I had to tweet and tag. And I was like, if you're going to give Rodgers the assist, you've got to give it to Salah. That's all I cared about. Not whether or not the goal stands. By the way, I own Daniel Munoz. Clean sheet wipeout, which again, but...
Shame,
Yeah. I don't know. I think I watched the full replay of the screen time. And I remember thinking, they've barely looked at it. Like, knowing they spent 3 minutes looking at the Gokeres pen and then, 15 seconds on this one. Like, if you look at it from all angles in slow-mo, you do see the ball deviate.
Again, we're trying to re-ref the game, guys. Yeah, was it an detail. Obvious mistake?
But then it's
mistake?
Consistency is the problem, isn't it?
It's not an obvious mistake, is it? Because we're looking at it and we're going, he might have got a little touch on it. Ultimately, did it? Chris Richards makes a decision to stoop down for a header. If he doesn't put his hand up there, he's still stooping down for a bad header. And they're still probably likely to score from it. So it's not going to make a difference to it.
Oh, so if you're going to score anyway, it's fine.
No, that's not my point. My point is he's not touched it enough for it to make a difference.
It moves.
It barely moves.
It moves a bit.
If
his header goes in a handball for that area, maybe Chiesa doesn't score.
Oh, do me a favour. Listen.
If you're jumping up like you're playing volleyball.
I take on board the jury dem's opinion. But as you know, this is my courtroom. I can make my own rulings. I say not guilty. Ref's got this right.
You're as bad as them.
Just play on, all right? Unless it's really affecting the game, play on.
Since when was handball allowed if it only touches his hand a little bit?
Yeah, Ash has made that up.
Gabriel literally volleys it with his hand, and
what
there's no penalty.
From 1 yard away, when he's sliding on the ground.
He should have trying
to
that's
keep
his
balance.
That's bad defending. If you're having to slide last ditch, that's bad defending.
Yeah, but asking defenders
what
to go
are you
with the
talking
hands
about?
The back.
What do you want him to do? Like the luge?
I hate
sliding
that.
Through the area.
Bro, he's got his hand up here. If this is a handball.
He slid down to like
listen,
slide
you're
in.
Such an Arsenal guy now. It pisses
come
me
off. Reds. Come
I swear
on,
I've got every... I tweeted and I said that that's handball because it just is.
Cannonballs.
The only people who have disagreed with it have been two Arsenal fans and you, right? Say no more. Right, get
North
out of my courtroom, you man.
London forever.
Right, let's do some teams. I thought it was too early for teams.
It was too early for teams. It felt odd. This is Thermobit. It is a bit of FPL for you guys. This is what you tuned in for. Now we have some players that I've had a little look at. They've been on the red. I'm not saying necessarily today.
Yeah.
But not today. But might be nice options. Mm.
They're cooking.
They're all fairly lowly owned.
They're frying.
Because, you know, who wants to... Oh, Haaland, who'd be a good pick this week? Yeah, great. Save that for the FPL show. Do you know what I mean, Jenny? So we are going to look at some players that I'll be...
I'm spoon feeding this week, actually. I'll see you on Friday.
We're going to look at some players. Now, one player that's caught the eye. I watched him last night. Sadly, because of my Grealish captain. See, that did out.
So bad.
But because I was watching that, hoping to see something return, I ended up watching this game. And one player that I thought did very well, Ash, do you want to bring him up?
Yeah, I will do. I hope it's this one.
Putting in some very dangerous crosses. Now, a lot of people, including myself, had him from game week one. But Potter had absolutely killed that team.
Scared, Potter. You wish.
You use my own spells against me. And unfortunately, it did not go well for West Ham. However, Potter's dead. Nuno's in. Did so well with that Nottingham Forest defence last year. If he can put a bit of that steel into that West Ham defence. But this guy's looked like a little bit of a shining light. Mm. Winning tackles, winning DEFCONs, because they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, we love DEFCONs. DEFCON. Yeah.
You know, don't worry about keeping clean sheets. Don't worry about assists or goals. As long as you're just bouncing the ball off you for 90 minutes, you'll get points.
45 minutes in, we've done well not to mention DEFCON.
Yeah.
Very few FPL shows after 45 minutes have made their first mention of DEFCON.
That's why we're FCA nominated, Johnny.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Got my vote.
So, no, we don't want any votes.
That's one.
We don't want any votes. It's a fix. So we want to know... from you two.
Bruh.
I know they've got Arsenal away next, but then West Ham have got a couple of nice little fixtures. Do you think that Diouf is a good option? 4.4, is that a price drop?
Yeah, they're going to keep clean sheets, fact. But because of DEFCON, are their centre-backs, i.e. Mavropoulos or Kilman, who's even better for DEFCON, Kilman getting those two pointers in 50% of his games, which I think he'll probably get, does that beat the... assists Diouf's going to get? Now Diouf has had 4 assists this season, which is the highest of any FPL player in the game. No player, not even no defender, no player has had 4. But you could argue that the consistency of DEFCON and the predictability of it, the fact that we know it will happen, and I don't think we know assists will necessarily happen, I would argue, and I'm possibly on wildcard this week, and definitely buying a West Ham defender on wildcard because they're all pretty much dropped to 4.4. I'm going Kilman over Diouf, I'm afraid.
You are?
Yeah, I think so. But Diouf is a great asset. And last season, we would have picked him for this price.
Do you wear socks when you have sex?
100%.
I'm not... I couldn't comment.
Kilman feels like a very socks on during sex.
He does. He feels
he's
like
only
that.
Had DEFCONs in the last match, and that was it.
Yeah, but look how close he's been.
Yeah, I mean, he got 11 against Palace, and then after that, it was 9, 8, 5, 9.
Yeah, so 2 9s, one off. But remember how Nuno plays. They don't have the ball, therefore the centre-backs...
Wait. You know with the DEFCONs? Is it 10 for defenders and 12 for midfielders?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So
wait, 12 for defenders and 10 for midfielders?
No, 12 for mids.
Right,
Kilman's only got to get 10. And Diouf will get some DEFCONs too, but Nuno's whole thing is, we saw it at Forest, you don't have the possession... The opposition has possession, which means the centre-backs often are deep and they're making a lot of clearances especially. Mm. And that will be the West Ham centre-backs. Mm. You know, under Potter and the numbers you just saw for Kilman's DEFCON, it's a different style, right? They've got the ball. Got the ball a lot. The centre-backs don't get the same opportunity. But Diouf's amazing. Like, he's only 20, by the way. Like, Diouf's not going to be at West Ham for long.
Yeah. Where do you rate him on the scale? You can see the scale from Volcanic Ash. Down to Spicy Ting, which is Thing in Ash speak. Then you've got Calm, Mild Still, and Allow It, which means Ash.
Allow It basically means like dead food. Like, don't you don't want to touch this guy with a barge pole. Like, leave him, bro. Don't even touch him. Don't even look at him. Waste man.
Kidhood, adulthood.
Yeah. Johnny, you seem like the sort of street guy. I don't need to explain this to you.
I only used to wear all-in-one tracksuits as an 8-year-old.
What, with the back, yeah? With the...
TN cap.
Yeah, come on. The trainers.
Keep the blue flag hanging out the back. Only on the
left
both ears.
Both ears.
Yeah.
Cubits of Kona. Shout out.
£12 from the market. Let's go.
He's he's absolutely spicy ting. Spicy and he'll be at Chelsea in 2 years.
Wait, so what would that make Kilman then?
Kilman, mate, Kilman's on my wildcard team. He's volcanic.
Volcanic Ash.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. To be fair, both 4.4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ash?
Kilman's not a sexy pick for me. I think Diouf's a sexy pick. He's in my son team, Diouf, and he's been there from the start. He's doing all right. Very attacking. He's wicked. Like I think he's down as a wonder kid in the Football Manager world. And I can see why. Because he's big, strong, fast, and he's very techie as well. Did I notice he was on corners too? Was he taking a couple of corners last night? I'm pretty sure someone, maybe West really? Fella can let me know. Did I see Diouf taking a corner or a free kick or something?
If he did, I missed it.
On set pieces, like, amazing. And he's, yeah, like 4 assists, like you mentioned. Yeah, there's a lot to like about him. The price is great too. So I'm gonna have, the fixtures look good too, as well, apart from Arsenal. After that, it looks all right. So I'm going to give him a Volcanic Ash. Bosh, serve it up. But
I hate that I'm going Kilman. It's so boring. That is this is a me pick last season. So vanilla. But Defcon has changed the way we pick our centre-backs.
It's made you safe. Okay, let's have a look at the next player then, please, Ash.
I thought the judge would have covered Gabriel's punch. The cases get brought to me, Joseph, so I can't pick the cases. They just land on my desk and I just deal with them as they come in. So
that was...
Maybe another time.
Jeremy Doku. Now, you know... You no one thinks he's a worse footballer than me. He is Lukaku just doing less sets in the gym. But this guy, I can't deny it, he's had 4 assists in 3 game weeks. And the run is nice. Obviously, we've got Brentford, Everton, Villa, Bournemouth ahead in the next 4. And he does seem to be getting a few minutes out there as well.
Mm. Has he started every Premier League game so far this season?
No, he started the last 3.
He started 4 out of 6.
Yeah, he started the last 3.
That's the problem.
But I do feel like, because he's come into so much form in the last 3 weeks, the ones he has started, I feel like he's got himself a little spot. And obviously, City have got some injuries as well.
Quote 2 days ago on Doku, he said something
This is what I like, Janny. Give me some FPL.
He said, against low blocks, we absolutely need him. Mm. And he's upped his game in terms of end product. And I think that's clear. Like, he never... There was a stat doing the rounds at the end of last season, I think, which was something along the lines of, he's still not assisted Haaland. They've been on the pitch together for all these minutes, and he's still not assisted. This season, feels like he's assisting Haaland every week, or close to it. Like, he's finding him. He's got an end product. And against low blocks, and City often play against low blocks.
Yeah.
And when they're not playing against a low block, it's a Liverpool or a Man United or a team where you go, actually, I probably don't want to pick Doku that week anyway. At 6.5, you could have him as your seventh attacker and bench him. So I feel like, you know, Brentford, Everton will both be low blocks. Doku should be in the 11. And City are scoring more goals than anyone else at the minute. So I don't mind this pick.
I like it. Where are you going to rate him?
I'm going to go spicy ting again. Oof. Yeah, I must admit, he's been in one of my wildcard drafts.
Oosh. Mm. Love it.
Great analysis. I can see now why you get to go on these FPL shows.
Listen, guys.
Before I was like, I wasn't sure.
I'd rather talk about Dan De Gea from...
This is why we get the FPL experts on there. Ash.
Someone did just comment saying this isn't the FPL show. It was Cole. Fair.
Yeah, he's been better than expected. I think it's fair to say.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been a live wire. I feel like his minutes are pretty secure as a Man City player's minutes could be.
Yeah.
I don't really see anyone else sort of standing out from that left-hand side. Like, Savinho's not had a sniff, has he? Cherky's out injured. Who's the other one they signed?
Marmoush played on the left early this season.
Marmoush has been out injured. Bob usually plays from the right.
From the right, yeah.
Savinho came on the left last time out, but you're right, he's always on the right.
I like it. It's great for now whilst these players are all out, but when Marmoush and Cherky and that come back, I don't think he's going to be as sort of concrete in their starting lineups, and I hate having players that I'm unsure about starting.
But
for now...
Game week 11 is when they hit Liverpool... And then Newcastle away. So maybe that's the type. You could get him in for the next 4 weeks and then move off.
Yeah,
him.
Next 4 weeks, he could do some real damage. I'm going to give him a spicy ting. Do you know what? Fair enough. He's been much better this season. He's been taking players on, being very direct. He's been getting a few assists. What's he got? 4 assists? Four assists this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, four assists.
He does
all in the last
goal threat, does he? He's got the assist rate. He's out and out assists. Mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then at 6.5, what do you want? But you could argue there's like an Ishmael Assar at the same price point.
Yeah.
That Ishmael Assar is a lock for me on wildcard. Like, he has goal threat. And he plays 90 every week when fit.
He had Kyle Walker on toast, mate.
He's so good. He's
toast.
Underrated.
Talisman.
Walker gave a penalty away 100% in that game.
Yeah.
He fouled him in the box. That should have been a pen, but... It's so annoying.
He's a frustrating watch, though.
He's literally about to say, if you're a defender playing against Docky, you know what he's going to do, but you can't stop it anyway.
I don't think there's anyone better one-on-one.
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To beat a man. Kyle Walker, he makes him look like a schoolboy. Like.
Yeah. Man's washed up. Guys in the chat, make sure you tell us what your rankings are on these players as well.
Right, next player, please, Ash.
Yes. Well,
this is someone that will be in my team come...
Oh, will he?
Next weekend.
Even though he's a forward?
Even though he's a forward, because I just think he... Talking about talisman, for me, Jarrod Bowen, ultimate talisman. He's dropped 0.3 in price.
That's nice.
So I think at 7.7, when you're looking at some of the other options around that price point, you've got João Pedro, who's carrying a bit of a knock now, and Chelsea likes going a little bit funny. I just think...
Mateta, 7.5.
Yeah, exactly. Mateta, to be fair... Almost scored an outrageous goal in that Liverpool game as well, didn't he? But I just feel like Bowen, everything West Ham do is going to go through him. He's still going to get points. And he's not as tasty as he was last year.
It's a shame he's not on pens. Paqueta is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shame he's not on mid, but I hear you. Like last night, you knew when he was shaping up for that.
Oh.
You knew it was finding the corner.
Every time.
Especially against
Pickford. It's like Salah. White Salah. Walla. That's who he is. So I'm not picking him in my team. I'm not picking him in my team this week because it's Arsenal away.
Mm.
But I'm telling you, he is, as soon as that deadline hits, João Pedro out, Jarrod Bowen in.
Yeah.
Gianni, what are you saying? I'll tell you the fixtures after Arsenal.
Yeah,
Brentford, Leeds, Newcastle, Burnley, Bournemouth are obviously doing well. It's a steady run.
I'm interested in West Ham for the fixtures and for Nuno, but I'm interested in just clean sheet points because I think we'll get them. I feel like it's still a lot of money to spend on a West Ham attacker that doesn't take pens. 7.7 for me means I'd go calm. Calm at best.
Ooh, really?
Calm at best. Yeah, it's just too expensive for a West Ham forward. Sorry, fella.
FPL, before you start, Ash, we've got Colm says, spicy ting, but... Not yet for me. Marcelo Bowen is volcanic ash.
Ooh.
His points per game this season and last season is actually mad. I may bring him over Jokeres. Milos Filipovic, spicy ting, worth 7.7. Fella questions, is he better than Saka?
hard to judge Saka.
That's on tin hat.
No, and he's just come back.
Yeah, I've got Saka, but let's see.
Got 75, didn't he? It'll be interesting to see his minutes in the Champions League. Is that
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Obviously, with Madueke out, it changes the rotation risk slightly. Ash?
Yeah, I totally see where Johnny's coming from with Bowen. I still don't understand why he's been reclassified as a forward this season. It makes absolutely no sense when Salah,
they all play
for
the
last
position.
25 years, has been a midfielder. He'd been playing the same position as Bowen. Bowen played 16 games up front for West Ham last season. Now he's a striker. But now that Nuno's come in,
he's only going to be a wide forward.
Right mid. So it's so frustrating.
They did it with Wilfried Zaha a few years ago. He went from midfielder to forward, back to midfielder the next season because Palace had an injury and they played him for like 10 games as the number nine.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's not his position.
No, it's so annoying.
And Bowen, because they had injuries and because things weren't working out, they chucked him a bone and went, he's going to play number nine for a little bit. But he was always, I thought, going to end up going back to wide forward.
Yeah.
And if you play wide in FPL, no matter how high up the pitch you are, Mo Salah, you're a midfielder. That's just how it works.
That
play
front
wide
three, isn't it?
Yeah.
Front three, you are.
Totally
forward.
Agree.
Anyway.
But he is, he's a minutes magnet. He starts and finishes every game. He's a goal threat. He's dynamic. He's quick. It's annoying he's not on pens. Otherwise, I think he'd probably be in a shoe-in for most FPL teams. But a 7-7, because I've got Haaland and Jokeres, I've got two like quite expensive forwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then my third is João Pedro. It's like, who would I take out for Bowen?
João Pedro.
Probably João Pedro, just because Chelsea is stuttering a little bit. And
yeah, pretty much same price, yeah.
But I'm also looking at someone else who I think might be coming up on the thermometer as well. So At the moment, like the fixtures look great. At the moment, I'm going to give him a. I'm going to give him a calm. I'm going to give him calm for now.
All right.
But at my own peril, because I know what Bowen can do. He's a pure danger man. So
I'm sacking Zhao Pedro this week.
Are you?
Yeah, he's done.
I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. If I wild card, he's obviously out. But if I, even if I don't wild card, he's out because I'm going. I need a root Jokeres.
All right. Next player, please, Ash.
This is my guy.
Now.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Yeah, same.
Just cool.
Mm.
Just a cool guy. Two goals, three games. Literally no like rotation risk unless Osula or whatever his name is. It's like he is, I don't know, like he doesn't look, like he's like Crouch, isn't he?
He
looks a bit ungainly, but
yeah.
He's
effective.
He's effective. Mm. And that's all you want.
If you play to his strengths.
If you just want goals. And for 7.1 for for effectively what could be a team challenging for Europe, he just seems really good value.
He made Gabriel look like Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Like Gabriel. God, I've never seen Gabriel beasted like that. Yeah. He looks like a mini Gabriel.
Gabriel's like, oh, what sorry, have you done so with Gabriel?
The fixtures are great. Forest at home, Brighton away, Fulham at home, West Ham away, Brentford away. Like, it's, you know, you're not playing anyone.
Has he played 90 yet? I feel like every time I've watched him, he's come off
early. No, he comes off.
And this is before Johan Visser exists.
But he's building up.
83, he played away at Bournemouth.
Yeah. The one he didn't score in was when he stayed on longest. So I feel like almost they're letting him get a goal and then bringing him off. But yeah. I just
is there a danger you bring him in and then like Visser comes back or... Well, they start playing Gordon up front like they did in the Champions League because he didn't start the Barcelona
potentially,
game,
but he's settling in. He's a young guy.
New league.
I just think he's like Ekitike before Liverpool decided to buy bloody Isak and just kick him out, even though Ekitike's been brilliant.
Mm.
Like, he's just going to carry on kicking on. And it's 7 million, 7.1 million.
Yeah.
Like, what are the other worthwhile
options
around that price point? Like, let's have a look.
What,
like Richarlison. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're looking
at Strand Larson at 6.5.
Evan Nilsson, like, fine.
Thiago's six. Yeah. Welbeck,
do you know what I mean? Thiago does look decent, but
and he's
going to
get
Newcastle.
90 every week. My problem with Walter Mader is, as soon as Visser's back, which could be in a couple of game weeks' time, you're going to be sweating each week. Is he in the 11? Like, I think Visser will be the 9. I think he'll play two wide forwards, and I think Walter Mader will be this season.
Mm.
When there's a full strength squad available, I think he'll be an impact sub.
Mm.
That's my problem.
He's a record signing, though.
I know, but this impact season, sub. He's so young. I can't see him mention Visser. Do you think he'll start Visser and Walter Mader? It's not how plays. Doesn't play a front
No,
two.
Not really. I think he'll put them both on if they're chasing the game.
Yeah, game
But not
today.
To start the game.
So then who's bench, Visser or Walter Mader?
If it was... Are you asking what Eddie's going to do or what I would do?
I'm asking what Eddie's going to do because I'd also play Walter Mader.
Eddie's probably going to start Visser, but it's hard to drop the guy when he scored 2 and 3.
Fair. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And he's manhandled probably the best defence in the league. One of them had to come off at halftime.
Mm.
Mosquera. And then Saliba wasn't much better when he came on trying to deal with him. So he's a handful.
Yeah.
He's a massive handful.
And I
think only for Visser, not... like being so close to coming back, he would be a volcanic ash. But at the moment, he's a spicy ting for me.
Yeah, fair.
Mark Deportivo Baton FPL says, rotate the wolf with Isidor. So I've seen this. Marcelo's put on there as well for 100% home game. So there's, for the rest of the season, Brentford and Newcastle, you can have a home fixture every single week.
Because not seen, Brentford, Isidor. Did
sorry, Sunderland. With Sunderland and Newcastle, you can have a home fixture. Because I've seen people looking at Pope and... What's that? Rolf, is it? Rolf?
Yeah, right.
Yes. You can have like a home fixture every single week until the end of the season.
I mean, that's cool, but we're all wildcarding before the end of the season again, remember? So we only probably need to know up to game week 20.
Yeah.
And there might be other rotations which have home up to game week 20. But fair.
Nice little option. All right, cool. So a bit of love for him. Did you rate him?
No, I didn't. I'm going to go mild still, I'm afraid, just because of Visser.
That's fine.
I think,
don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, do you really go and sign Visser on those? I think he had quite high wage demands. They paid a lot for, what is he, a 29, 30-year-old?
Yeah, they paid too much for him.
And the fact they really wanted him, how's chucking him straight in the 11, I think. And I guess it will be at Walter Mader's expense.
All right, let's
see. By the way, the way you said mild still, just rolled off the tongue, bro. Oh,
did it?
Yeah, I rate it.
I went lemon and herb in my chicken.
Mate, that's just age showing. Same happened to me. Is that the thermo done?
That's the thermo done.
All right, is it time for some teams?
Yes.
I hope these are right.
Cool. Oh, the timer started already.
Ooh. Okay. I think we just sorted out. Right, who's going first? By the way, just so you know, guys, I'm Angiani. We talk about our teams in under a minute. All right, that's it. That's all you got.
I like it.
That's all you got. Nick?
Is it me first?
I don't know. Is this your team?
No.
Christ, that's mine.
Okay. He's done these in a different order. Let me try and pull one of our
teams. That's me.
All right. Ready? Hello, darkness, go. My old
friend. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Pope, obviously I knew it was going to be a tough week because I had triple Arsenal playing Newcastle. And what I didn't want is everyone on 2 points.
Mm.
But there you go. This is FPL. You don't get what you want. Senesi. Nice that he popped up with a little assist. He's doing well.
Defcons.
Six out of six.
But pretty much everyone's got him, so what can you do with that? Meh. Van de Ven, sad times. I was a little bit nervous. At one point, I thought Munez was going to be smashing the points in, and I'd had him on the bench. So
well, he's safe, Madison.
If anything, you know, what can you do?
Should have scored.
Gakpo, man. Why is he not starting? He's been the best Liverpool attacker for me.
People called it online.
Why have you stuck him on the bench? Ridiculous. Mm. Salah, 2 points on the vice, so at least it didn't mean that Grealish, my captain, with his 2 points, got doubled. João Pedro, guess what he got? That's right, 2 points as well. Semenyo, 7 points. The silver lining on the massive cloud that is my FPL team.
Yeah, how did you go a minute without mentioning Erling Haaland?
Well, because I'm going to tell you about him now. Erling Haaland, you know, I've heard about this guy. There's a lot of people saying he might be a good footballer. I've brought him in to lead the line. Other players that I've added this week. I'm not going to lie. I've had a couple of drinks. I've added some players in.
Jadon Anthony, yeah?
He's going up in price tonight, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah, he'll be 5.7 in the morning.
Anthony, Haaland. Yeah. Yes, please. They're all in my team for this week.
Oh, Schmeller.
And it's going to be sexy. Mm. I don't know what to tell you. For the rest of the season, I'm going pure sex.
Wait, did Saka come in this week?
Saka's there.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that. He was there last week as well.
Oh, is he?
He might be triple captain against West Ham. Yeah. Him or Jokeres. They're all wide forwards. Captain.
You don't like the DEFCON mids, do you?
I don't. Listen, DEFCON is for people with socks on sex. I don't want socks on sex. I want reverse cowgirl, stockings,
cowgirl,
high heels. Cowgirl. Washing machines live longer
right?
With cowgirl. We know that for a fact.
100%.
That is what I want. Right, pure goals and assists.
Very nice.
Sexy.
Is this me? Yeah, I think this is me. It's pretty obvious where my points came from this week. The robot delivers again. In a world where I've already used my triple captaincy chip, I couldn't use it this week. But I had to put the captaincy on him. Yeah. The markets were saying it. Everyone was saying it. He was looking to...
The markets? I didn't expect
that markets, one. The markets, mate. The markets, mate. You got to look at the markets.
It's because he goes down bobbing the market.
Power for a pound of grapes. Power for a pound of grapes. All my points came from him. Semenya got me 7. Everyone else got 2s. My transfers this week were... I did Munoz and Tosin, who's injured, out. And I did Romero and O'Reilly in. I went for the two teams who I thought were going to keep a clean sheet this week. O'Reilly seems pretty nailed.
Markets tell you that.
Rants out. Yeah, the markets are not always right. You know what I mean? Disappointingly, I've got 7 points from Rodon on the bench as well as Livramento, 6 points. So annoying. And Livramento is probably going to be out injured for the foreseeable.
That looked bad. Didn't look good.
Nope. So for next week, I haven't checked the markets yet, guys. What have I gone with? It's the same team, pretty much. I've got 2 free transfers. I kind of want to get João Pedro out of here. And I'm looking at Walter Mada, but you guys are giving me so much to think about today. I don't know if that's the right move. Could I be looking somewhere else? I just don't know. Annoyingly, like Nick, Gakpo was very frustrating. They didn't start the game, but he came on. Verts has been absolutely terrible. We need to start calling it for what it is. He's absolutely flopping at the moment. I think Gakpo will start this game away at Chelsea.
He runs a lot, apparently.
Does he? He does a lot of that, but he doesn't do a lot of anything else, as far as I can tell. And then Bermo denied the assist last week.
Got to be penalty. Your captain. You don't fancy him as a captain.
Home to Sunderland. This is last chance saloon. Mate. Last roll of the dice. If he doesn't score, then it's going to be curtains for Brian.
True.
And that's my team.
I fancy
Johnny.
Sound effects are too good.
60 seconds.
Mate, this is how I'm set up if I don't wildcard. Like, that Dewsbury Hall suspension yesterday, I think probably is what takes me over the edge to, now I need to take action. I was hoping with Salah and Haaland, I could kind of go a little bit differential by owning both and keep the wild card in hand. But obviously, I went triple captain, and that was massive. I'm delighted with that. But outside of triple captain Haaland, yes, Senesi returned. And Ollie Watkins, alongside Wirtz, has been the biggest flop of the season. But my loyalty was rewarded with an 8-pointer, nearly an 11-pointer if he gets his assist. Unfortunately, I think I'm not going to have Ollie Watkins in my team for Burnley, which feels like the game I want him for. But if I'm on wildcard, I still haven't seen enough from Aston Villa to justify. And in first half, they were poor against Fulham. So yeah, loads of fires to put out in this team. And I need some Arsenal players. There is not a single Arsenal asset in this team. And obviously, they've got the fixtures.
Colm said, why have you got Miley?
Yeah, Miley got me Haaland. So I sold Mark Guiu to Haaland. Like, what an upgrade is that? I don't think you can get a big upgrade in terms of price. Mark Guiu to Haaland. And to fund that, I went Wirtz down to... I could only go down to 4.4. I've used my bench boost, Colm. So I quite fancied a dead spot or two. And I knew I had a wild card in hand. So he's a proper enabler.
Is that as? James, just so you know, the sound effects are like 10 times louder than the lads. Give me a heart attack. R.I.P. as.
You'll like this one then, as.
Are you watching a new TV,
I'd like to be here.
Right.
Is he what, watching on his
TV? He's got, in his new flat in Brighton, him and Yelena have got a swanky television.
Such a little that black box money flying about.
He was talking about that in a chat last night.
Yeah, like 400 grand a year or something like that they're making.
Well, basic. Before commission.
Before add-ons on Patreon. Before
he's doing Manscaped in October, as. Yeah. He said he's got this. He's got the ball serum. I was like, send me the ball serum. Yeah.
Oh, I want a little bit of that. Right, here's your... It's this wild card, is it?
Yeah, well, there's that. There's 1,000 wild card drafts out there. I've no idea what I'm doing with it. I've gone for that double up of... I've gone triple up on Arsenal, the common three. I think this is one with Saka in it. But I need to see what Arsenal look like in the Champions League. Again, I've gone triple Man City attack. Foden could be spicy. There's a good chance if I wild card, though, I do keep the faith with Haaland and Salah. And if I do that, I need to get money out of the midfield. Again, I've got a dead spot in Mark Guiu. Bench boost is done. I know on defence, I want to target the DEFCON guys. I've already got Senesi, but as mentioned, Kilman, Richards, Alderete, all good for DEFCON. Obviously, I need Gabriel in my life. That header killed me. 13 points. That was a 9-point goal, that header.
Mental.
Because he knew it was getting him 3-point bonus points. But I definitely want Crystal Palace. Like, Ismail Assar is a lock on wild card. Reinders is a lock on wild card. I think I might go without Semenyo, you know. I've not owned him this season. Now he's 7.8. Like, if I go for a Salah setup, it probably means no Semenyo. And I think I'm all right with that. I'm looking at players like Minter. Yeah.
There we go.
Nice.
Nice team.
Beautiful.
That's the team of an expert, by the way. Listen,
I've never called myself an expert.
Self-proclaimed expert. Nah, joking. All right. Good teams. What are we doing now?
That's what she said.
Legends League.
Oh, yeah.
Ball serum is the next.
Yes, guys. Just to fill you in, because we've got a few new listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do a little thing called the Legends League, and it's available to members of a Legends tier and above, which starts at $2.99. So $2.99 a month. And you are eligible to enter the Juice Legends League, which is the league in which the manager of the month, all season long, wins a signed football shirt from our sponsors, SFS. You can see them down there. We've got a Tenali one there. We've got a Van de Ven one there. All authenticated. Don't you worry about that.
Certificates and all sorts. Now, and you get to pick the one that you want as well.
Yes.
Within reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just don't give it. If you're an Arsenal fan, we're not going to chuck that shitty Van de Ven shirt at you. what we should say as well is, don't forget, there are other membership tiers. So the 99p one gets you access to all of these incredible members content videos that we're churning out, literally at a rate of one per week. And don't forget, you'll also be able to use custom emojis from James that he creates. Now,
when he feels like it.
When he feels like it. But listen, you can feel part of the furniture, fam, part of the crew. You're in your safe space. Mm. Say what you want. Mm. It's all good. Now, let's have a little look and see who's won the September Manager of the Month prize, please, Ash.
Dun, dun, dun.
And there we can see George Gavin. I wonder why he joined us tonight. Only joking. I know you're with us every week, mate. Well done. You are top for September. Second, Jamie Piggott, former winner, of course, of FPL. And then a bunch of other people that I don't have
Sonali,
the eyesight.
Matt, John, FBL Bailey, Fella, Steve Bungle, is that? Kevin and Kieran.
FPL Discomfort.
Making up the top 10.
He used loads of chips to try and win.
Oh, it didn't work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
Ash did that.
What?
You've used all your chips.
Yeah. But not to win the Manager of the Month. Well, I've already got one of those.
Well, naturally would have
got that in the bank, mate.
Anyway.
That's only for skilled players.
Anyway.
Skilled players only.
Congratulations to George Gavin. As you've won one before, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has 100% won one. So before. If you want to donate this one, that's fine.
So we'll reach out to you.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, be able to hook you up with a shirt of your
that
choice.
That's such a cool prize.
For
a £2.99
great
pledge.
Prize.
Mm. Mental.
And make sure you go and follow Signed Football Shirts. They're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, and they're on X. You can find the link to all of those in our link tree on all our bios on social medias. All right, overall standings. In 10, we've got Patrick Keeley. 9, Lucas Coombs, who still hasn't claimed his Manager of the Month prize from last month. Where are you at, Lucas? FPL Bailey in 8. George is there again in 7. Kevin in 6. Hector in 5. Matt is in 4. Fella in 3. Sonali in 2. And former Manchester United and Sunderland defensive utility man, John O'Shea.
Didn't John O'Shea win
is
2 seasons ago?
Currently number 1. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, God. These consistent managers.
These are so
managers.
Good.
I hate these consistent
so
managers.
The juice managers don't get the respect they deserve, do they?
Anyway,
well done, guys.
Congratulations to all winners.
And as I say, Paul, earlier, obviously, you became a Legends member, so that means you'll be eligible for winning next month's prize. Drop us a DM on any of the socials and we'll send you the mini league code. Alternatively, you will find it on the community section of our YouTube page, only available to your membership tier.
Now, we are going to record a little half-hour video in a moment, aren't we, Ash? We're going to be doing members content for this week. The question is, if you could erase one invention from history, knowing it would alter the present, what would you pick?
I'm going to go ball serum early.
And how do you think the world would adapt? So that's the discussion for the members' content. We're going to be recording that in just one moment, and then hopefully James is going to upload it tomorrow. So if you are a member, even of the 99p, if you cannot afford £2.99, no judgment here. You've got...
No football shirt either.
No football shirt, but you will be able to... And some would say that's the real prize, being able to watch the glorious content about polyamory and what inventions might make the world a worse place. So we are going to be recording that in just one moment. But before we go to record that, we'd just like to thank Gianni once again for joining us.
Thank you, mate.
It's been great to have you in person. Obviously, we've met at events, fest.
Not the same, though, is it? This is a dedicated... An hour and a half together.
One-on-one, man
quality
love.
Time.
It's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah, proper man love.
Yeah, this is my social. Like, I don't, you know, this is my pub trip.
Yeah. Well, that's what we try and do. We try and bring everyone in. Like,
but genuinely, I've absolutely loved it. And guys, in the chat, like, if you haven't already subscribed to Juice, do hit those buttons and show some support. Obviously, the like button is our friend. It helps the algorithm, all that jazz. But come back next week and the week after, like what these guys do. My favourite FPLers.
Thank you so
much. What should our viewers leave in the comments? We always ask them to leave them something in the comments.
I like it. It's a bit like Diary of a CEO when he goes,
leave
a question
for our
maybe
next
maybe
guest.
It should be a question. Maybe it should be, what is the, what is happiness to you?
Deep one.
What is happiness to you? They're often deep on Diary of a CEO, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys.
What does happiness mean to you?
What does happiness mean to you?
Oh, no, can I change it?
Go on.
What does success mean to you?
Success.
Will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than a shark?
I prefer the success.
Yeah.
About this,
that's an Alf question.
Most people on success
that's
would
from
go.
The office.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's like a stupid question.
And Gianni, what's in the pipeline for you? What's happening? Maybe you can do a little plug and get an extra couple of subscribers. Not that you need them.
I'm doing daily content at the moment. I'm on DR Sports doing an FPL show every week. I'm doing that on Thursday. I'm on the FPL show on Friday, so I'm fairly busy. And my YouTube channel is taking more of a priority these days.
Yeah,
love it.
Still doing Chasing Green Arrows.
Still doing Chasing Green Arrows as well. Yeah, that's not my channel, but I still do it 3 times a week. Yeah.
Nice.
So I do that and Scout, and then my own is my priority.
We'll pop all your links in the
Sweet.
Video
Thank you,
bio
mate.
For everyone to go and check out your content already. Guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure once again. As Johnny said, give us a like, subscribe to the channel if you're not already, and become a member. Tune in next week where we've got George Gavin coming into the studio.
Nice.
Winner of the Juice League.
It's all fake news.
Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. right here on YouTube. Bye, Felicia.
See you guys.